Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. 10 Republican senators have sent a letter to President Biden asking he consider their plan for a pandemic relief package, which is about a third the cost of the president's $1.9 trillion package. Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana told Fox News Sunday the GOP plan is more targeted.
Ours is about $600 billion. We are very targeted. We're targeted to the needs of the American people, treating our tax dollars as if there are tax dollars, not just money to spend, and putting it where we need to come out of the pandemic.
President Biden tonight invited the Republican senators to meet with him at the White House this week to discuss their proposal. With more than 26 million confirmed coronavirus infections and more than 440,000 deaths, health experts say the U.S. is at a critical point in the rollout of vaccines. Dave Mistich reports some states seem to be doing well, while data show that other states are lagging behind.
With more than 10% of its population having already gotten a first dose, West Virginia has been celebrated as a success story, but many other states have struggled to administer shots as quickly. This as President Biden hopes to vaccinate 100 million people in his first 100 days in office. Former CDC Acting Director Dr. Richard Besser says some things get lost in the discussion of vaccinating millions of people daily. He told ABC's This Week there's a more important question.
Can we get vaccines to those people who are at the greatest risk of being infected, being hospitalized, and dying?
Besser also says that data show major gaps in vaccine distribution based on race, geography, and neighborhood. Dave Mistich, NPR News.
Former President Trump's office announced today it's named two new lawyers to represent him in his impeachment trial, which starts next week. They're David Schoen and Bruce Castor. Schoen had previously represented Trump's former advisor, Roger Stone. Castor's a former Pennsylvania district attorney who had declined to prosecute comedian Bill Cosby, who was later convicted of sexual assault. Two lawyers from South Carolina reportedly withdrew representation for Trump last night. The Senate is to take up an article of impeachment next week, charging him with inciting his supporters to storm the Capitol. A man in immigration custody at a facility in South Georgia has died after contracting COVID-19. Roxanne Scott from member station WABE reports.
57-year-old Felipe Montes, originally from Mexico, died on Saturday, according to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He was in ICE custody since late December and was admitted to the hospital 2 weeks later. Montes is the fourth man to die at Stewart after getting COVID. In a statement, ICE says that it's committed to the health and welfare of those in custody. Advocates have long called for the facility to shut down. For NPR News, I'm Roxanne Scott in Atlanta.
This is NPR. In Portugal, residents are now barred from traveling abroad by air, land, or sea, and checks have been reimposed on the usually open border with Spain as coronavirus infections continue to rage out of control. Alison Roberts reports.
A lockdown has been in place across mainland Portugal since mid-January. Now residents are also barred from travelling abroad. The country tops lists for new coronavirus cases and deaths relative to population, and its health system is in crisis. In an exceptional move, the government is now permitting the hiring of doctors with foreign qualifications who have not completed the usually slow equivalence process. Meanwhile, Germany's military has announced plans to send medical staff and equipment to Portugal to help out, and Austria's Chancellor announced on Twitter that his country would take some intensive care patients. More such transfers are expected, with Luxembourg having already offered to help. For NPR News, I'm Alison Roberts in Lisbon.
Tens of thousands of people protested in cities across Russia today, demanding the Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny be released. He was detained 2 weeks ago after returning to Russia from Germany, where he was recovering from nerve agent poisoning, which he blamed on the Kremlin. Riot police broke up the demonstrations today and detained more than 5,000 people. The military in Myanmar claimed today that it's now seized power in that country, and it's imposed a state of emergency for 1 year. The democratically elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi is said to be under house arrest. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.